of the Lord. O made heaven and earth, O keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 208. The stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Among his people God is known, and most glorious in his might and grace. He makes Jerusalem his throne, her peaceful hills his dwelling place, and what follows. Psalter 208, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Revelation 22. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Revelation 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, we have heard profound things out of the Holy Scriptures, that place prepared for thy church, the church which has been wrought upon by thy Holy Spirit, and there the church shall be delivered from all and given to praise thee most perfectly, and that to all eternity. Lord, we cannot enter that holy city as we are born, but we need to be born again. And thou hast written in thy holy word, thou wast looked down from heaven to see if there were any that sought God, and there were none understood. all have went astray. And that includes us and our children. What a solemn matter it is to be a human being with body and soul, never cease to exist, traveling to a never-ending and all-decisive eternity. And Lord, thou knowest that if thou leaveth us lie, we are forever lost, forever cursed, forever undone. Thou wast given unto us and our dear children thy holy word, where a way is declared through thy dear Son, and not only a way declared, but also by thy Spirit, thou gathereth thy church. Ah, Lord, we humbly beg of thee, may it please thee to do it in this hour. Oh, pour out that Pentecostal Spirit in a rich measure, and that it may be heard that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. And then we need not only those showers of thy Spirit, but also as it in this evening hour, where the sun may yet appear, thou hast promised unto you that fear my name, as shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. May it please thee to do it in this hour. May there have been a little begging, a little asking for the wonderful works of the Lord. Ah, Lord, thou wast promised to work from generation to generation. Thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Bless the manifold means of grace in the church. Help the consistory to that end. Do remember fathers and mothers with the instruction of their dear children. And then another school year is coming to an end. But that does not mean that the instruction in the family circles must cease. Wilt thou remember the Christian school? 'Tis the last week has been a solemn year, where thou wast spoken so loudly and so clearly, where three young students so suddenly and so unexpectedly were ushered into eternity. May the callings be used. May they be sanctified. We commend unto thee the students. Many exams have been written in the past week. Also, exams are required to be written in this week. Wilt thou help the students? May they ask thee thy blessing upon their diligence. Help the instructors. And remember the students that hope to graduate. Ah, Lord, place them on the school, and that is the school of King Jesus, where they shall never graduate We commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the beloved for the Father's sake. Oh, remember the country of Israel at war. May they be given to cry unto thee, and may the solemn callings, may they be used, that the veil by thy Spirit may be removed, and to be given to behold that the promised Messiah, that he has come, sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence he is gathering a Gentile and Jew. Remember our mission field, and then in this week, then a husband and wife, they hope to be sent out. Lord, we commend them unto thee. There can be those high mountains. May they experience special tokens of thy divine favor when they are leaving, and when they come in a country with another language, oh, do help them with the language studies, and may their eyes be upon the King, where it is for a purpose that the seed of thy holy word may be sown also among that people in that country. We commend unto thee a young couple who soon hope to be united in holy matrimony. Wilt thou be their helper ever near? And may they be given to beg of thee, that thou may be the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire, and that it may be a marriage for the extension of thy kingdom. We commend unto thee all the temporal needs by renewal the Father, who was scheduled for a surgery. Oh Lord, wilt thou go with him? Remember his dear wife and children, and may it all prosper in thy hand, and above all sanctified by thee. We remember all those under the physician's care in special ways, those undergoing treatments. May it be blessed and sanctified, the crosses and the burdens, the handicapped ones, those that struggle with difficulties of the mind. And remember all those that are near and dear unto them. Remember widowers, widows, half orphans, those that are brought children and other dear ones to the grave. Ah, Lord, those places remain so empty. Wilt thou uphold, spare from rebellion, grant a place at thy footstool, and that out of this morning another morning may be born, and that is a morning for our great and many sins, with the need to be washed of all of our sins in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We remember all the elderly ones. Remember our care home, their residence, and those that may care for them. work in that place by the powerful and the loving operations of thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old. We commend unto thee the nations of the earth. We live in a time of wars, rumors of wars, many uncertainties, and many fears, a great forsaking of thee, the love of many waxing cold, ah, Lord. Then it is still a blessing when thou grantest love amongst us and our children. But may we be given to see the signs of the times. Satan has but a short time. And then in the book of Revelation, then we read of the latter times, ah, Lord, do prepare us and our children that we may meet thee in righteousness and in peace. May we be given by thy grace to taste of the good things of the Lord, because thou hast a prepared people, a far prepared place, O Lord. Do convert us as thou hast converted all thy people. Grant a special place at thy footstool. May it please thee in this evening to impress the solemnity of the latter days and also the great day of judgment, together with the resurrections of the body, to grant profound impressions with a sigh unto thee, the living God, that thou may open thy word and that thou may apply thy word. Lord, we have nothing to plead upon. Our sins are great and manifold. We are not what we ought to be. May we be more ashamed. And yet with an eye upon thee, with the prayer of the publican, God, be merciful to me, a sinner, O Lord. Remember then us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, and do pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 244, the first four stanzas. O Lord, through all the generations of the children of our race, and our fears and tribulations, thou hast been our dwelling place. And what follows, Psalter 244, the first four stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 22, the question and answers 57 and 58. Question 57, what comfort doth the resurrection of the body afford thee? Answer, that not only my soul after this life shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head, but also that this my body, being raised by the power of Christ, shall be reunited with my soul and made like unto the glorious body of Christ. Question 58. What comfort takest thou from the article of life everlasting? Answer, that since I now feel in my heart the beginning of eternal joy, after this life I shall inherit perfect salvation, which I hath not seen nor ear heard, and neither have entered into the heart of man to conceive, and that to praise God therein forever. Lord's Day 22 speaks of comfort for the Church of Jesus Christ after this life, with three thoughts. In the first place, a comfort at their death. Secondly, comfort of the resurrection of the dead. And in the third place, the comfort of the life everlasting. A comfort for the Church of Jesus Christ after this life. Comfort at their death. The comfort of the resurrection of the dead. And the comfort of the life everlasting. Beloved congregation, Lord's Day 22, that speaks of the two last articles, and it speaks of profound matters, and the Lord grant an impression thereof, because it speaks of death, the resurrection of the body, and eternity. And then the instructors of the Heidelberg Catechism, and then they have worded it in a profound way, because in both questions concerning the resurrection of the body and the article of life everlasting, then there is asked, what comfort, and then it speaks of thee and thou. The instructors have begun the catechism, what is thy only comfort in life and death? And young and old, when we think about these solemn matters, is it now a comfort, or is it a fear, Or do we perhaps try to put those thoughts far away from us? Two times in this Lord's Day, then the expression is used, after this life. Thus that implies that we shall not remain upon the earth. What a solemn matter it is to be a human being with body and soul, traveling to a never-ending and all-decisive eternity. And congregation, it does not matter how we try to reason with our mind, then it is certain that we cannot escape death. We have the examples round about, and God's holy word declares that it is so. And then we have experienced all ages, the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly ones, ushered into eternity. And then the most important question is, are we prepared to meet our Maker? Has there now been that beginning to experience the things of the Lord? Because the Lord has prepared people for a prepared place. It is still a blessing and a privilege that amongst us and our children, that death is still a very solemn thing, can be seen with mourning families, can be seen with the funeral, where we live in a time where for many in society, a memorial service, a celebration of life, and when there is some religion, then all placed in heaven, regardless of their confession and regardless of their life. And then how needful that we are given to continually, as with Moses, the man of God, from Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Then how important it is that we grieve not the Holy Spirit, but that we are given to implore the Lord for a rich outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for the ingathering of His church. That is our only hope. That precious doctrine of free and sovereign grace. And the Lord has promised that His word shall not return void unto Him. Oh, then the all-important question, do we have a well-grounded hope? A well-grounded hope according to the Holy Scriptures? And if not, then I earnestly beseech you, to beg much, to faithfully use the means of grace, and humbly ask whether you may belong to that blessed people, that you may taste Oh, young and old boys and girls, a young people, but also elderly ones, because in the light of that never-ending eternity, then there is not so much difference in our age. May it please God Almighty to grant the gentle showers of His Holy Spirit that we may become fruitful and the further leadings, because the instructors, they have spoken of that comfort when they were given to speak of the latter things. What comfort doth the resurrection of the body afford thee, that not only my soul after this life shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head. What a solemn matter that death is. Cannot understand, cannot fathom it. Congregation, do you sometime try to think and try to fathom what it shall be when two friends who have lived so closely together, body and soul, that they shall be separated, and what a death struggle there can be. But now what a difference, a great difference, an eternal difference, a final difference, because at death there is no change possible. And then at death, then the instructors, according to the word of God, then they have stated, I shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head. Thus that implies at our death that our soul shall immediately appear before the Lord and go to its eternal destination. Oh, blessed that people that may have a little beginning here below of that eternal joy. And it is true. I read in 1 Corinthians 15 that death is the last enemy, but for the church of God, it has been conquered. And now it is clear from the scriptures that the soul immediately goes to its eternal destination. In Genesis 35, verse 18, when Rachel was a-dying, then it is specifically mentioned that her soul was departing. In Ecclesiastes 12, verses 7, then the soul returns to God who gave it, and the dust shall return to the dust. Think of the thief on the cross. Oh, those precious words of Christ, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And Christ, with the seventh crossword, He has commended His spirit into the hands of His Father. Thus then Christ was not speaking of the body, but then He was speaking of the soul. In Philippians 1 verse 21, For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Then the body is laid in the grave, although, alas, also our country returning to heathendom, and thus many have themselves cremated. But it is not scriptural. And then what a solemn thing that a funeral is, when the coffin with the body without the soul is lowered into the grave to await the great day of the resurrection, when the King is judge, the Lord Jesus Christ shall appear upon the clouds of heaven. Oh, then on a gravestone a hyphen, but it has much to say. And then to wait for the final day, that not only my soul, our congregation, do we really believe it? Do you oftentimes ask yourself, what do I now really believe? Do I believe that I have a soul? Do I really believe that I have to die? Do I really believe that I need to appear before my Maker? Do I really believe that I am a sinner, a great sinner, that needs to be saved? Then we see, are we oftentimes troubled therewith, that we think that we tell the Lord, Lord, under all the scriptures, all the sermons, and then it seems I can still continue on so easy, and yet so unconverted. To that end, may the prayers be multiplied for almighty grace, because otherwise, congregation, then at the end, then we shall experience profoundly what we refused to believe, that not only my soul after this life shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head. Those are words of examination, young and old. Who is our King? Who is our head? Who do we love? Who do we obey? Who do we fear? Who do we worship? Who do we love that is honored and praised? Christ its head. Then the instructors, each time by renewal, then they speak of that true saving faith. And it does not begin with the mediator, but 'tis now the work of the Spirit to reveal and glorify that precious Jesus in the hearts of his people. That immediately, that after this life shall be immediately taken up to Christ its head. How quickly our time goes. On Friday, the beginning of summer, the longest day. Have you thought about it, not only older ones, but also boys and girls, young people, by renewal the longest day, they shall now become shorter. And so our life goes. Our second thought, the comfort of the resurrection of the dead. Christ in Matthew 24 has spoken of the signs of the time. Christ has also declared that it shall come as a thief in the night. And then we read in the scriptures that the trumpet shall be heard all over the world, and everyone shall give heed to that trumpet, to the trumpet of law and gospel. Many close their ears, but concerning the trumpet of the great day of judgment, then it shall all be heard. On the one side of the earth, it shall be night. On the other side of the earth, it shall be day. The people going to work, returning from work, children in school, young couples who have just been united in holy matrimony, fathers and mothers blessed with the birth of a child. Then there shall be mothers in the night watches feeding their infant children. And when that great trumpet shall sound, then it shall be the desire for the family circles to gather together. But then the laws of nature shall cease. And then when that trumpet sounds, then we shall all give heed, and we shall be called upon to appear before the Lord. Christ has spoken in John 5, verse 28, that all in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth those that have done good unto the resurrection of life, but those that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. What a solemn day it shall be. Then the grave shall be opened, also all the graves in the Pitcher Butte Cemetery. The sea shall give up the dead, those that have been burned. How is it possible? For the Lord, nothing is impossible. The Lord who has created the world out of nothing, he has declared that it shall be so. Thomas Boston, in his fourfold state, he has written so profoundly concerning these matters. It is true, there is much that is hidden, but there have been forefathers that have written that it is even possible that the sky is darkened because the bones, many have been separated, but they shall all be joined. and the same body shall be resurrected, because in the first place was not the same body, would not be a resurrection, it would be a new creation. And it is true, there are many questions which we cannot give an answer, where an answer is not given in the Word of God, but the Word of God declares that it shall be so. And then with the resurrection, the same body for the Church of Jesus Christ, the body that has been redeemed, but for the unconverted, the same body that has sinned, it shall be punished. And now concerning that meeting, oh, there have been forefathers that have written about these things. What a blessed and what a joyful meeting it shall be for God's people, because their soul was in heaven, but now to be united and then to be taken up together with body and soul to perfectly and eternally praise their God and their Savior. But they have also written what a meeting it shall be for the unconverted, their soul coming out of hell, and then to meet with the body, and then to suffer to all eternity. And then concerning the living, 'tis written in 1 Corinthians 15, in the scriptures, or in another scripture place, that they shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. And on that great day of judgment, with the resurrection, then there shall not be one missing, you or I. We shall all be present to meet our judge, to be summoned and to be examined. And now concerning the bodies, then we read in 1 Corinthians 15, there is not a change in essence, but a change in qualities. In verse 42, then corruptible shall put on incorruptible. No sickness, no weariness, no limping Jacob, no crippled Mephibosheth, no Eli that was so grieved because of his two wicked sons. Oh, then in that day, then fathers and mothers, they shall fall on the side of the Lord, and Anna shall not have a mocking Peninna, a sown in dishonor, raised in honor, they raised to glory like the glorious body of Christ. They are sown in weakness, they shall be raised in power, because to endure, to experience that perfect communion in the presence of the Lord, that is too much for a human mortal body to bear. And there have been children of God that have received such a full measure, and that have even asked the Lord, because it was too great to endure, that they have asked the Lord to withdraw a little, and later come into guilt for that request. But to that end, they shall be raised in power. In verse 44, a natural body shall be raised a spiritual body, not needing food nor drink. And then we have heard out of Lord's Day 19, of course, closely connected, cannot be separated. The great day of judgment we have mentioned was spoken of in Lord's Day number 19, because it is the last step of the exaltation of Christ Jesus when he shall come on the great white throne, and young and old, then we shall all see him. Then we shall all behold him. And how is it now concerning the knowledge of the King? Oh, we have stated a prepared people for a prepared place. We read it in the next answer. That is our third thought. Let us first sing Psalter 439, the stanzas 2 and 3. Yet in my care, my grief and pain, I ever, Lord, with thee remain. My hand is clasped by thee forever. And what follows? 439, the stanzas 2 and 3. a comfort for the Church of Jesus Christ after this life, the comfort at their death, the comfort of the resurrection of the dead, and now thirdly, the comfort of the life everlasting. What comfort takest thou from the article of life everlasting? And then the instructors, they have given a mark of examination whereby we may examine our hearts whether that shall be our portion. And if it is not congregation, there are still mansions that need an inhabitant. And the Good Shepherd, there is still room in the sheepfold. And now God's true people, it is true, here only a very small beginning, but they may have a little beginning. And then the instructors have stated that since I now feel in my heart the beginning of eternal joy, what is now the beginning of eternal joy? That is to experience the love of the Lord shed abroad in our heart. That is the experience to become exercised with His glory and with the coming of His kingdom. That in beginning they receive a little likeness to God, to love what the Lord loves and to hate what the Lord hates. And when the Lord works that wonderful work, then we are given to taste of the sweet things of the Lord. In congregation, the Lord's service is such a good service. It is such a sweet service. And there has never been a child of God. How deep that the way and the trials may be, that they wish the service of the world. Oh, it is true. With an Asaph, they can consider the world where it seems, and not so many troubles. But now here in beginning, the beginning of eternal joy, that is to experience a communion, to experience reconciliation of the Spirit, teaches His child that they need a divine right and that they need to be made meet for that eternal joy. The true child becomes exercised with their sin and with their guilt, given to agree that the Lord is most perfect in His holiness, but they are souls that cannot miss the Lord They are souls that oftentimes are at the throne of grace. That since I now feel in my heart the beginning of eternal joy after this life, I shall inherit perfect salvation, which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man to conceive, and that to praise God therein forever. Concerning that eternal bliss, then many times in the scriptures, a symbolic language to portray to us and our children the blessedness of heaven. We read, because when John saw in a vision the souls of the redeemed, then we can understand. We cannot understand it, but then with the souls that is invisible. And to that end, John was given to see in his vision that the souls of all the redeemed that were already above, that they were clothed with the body, the same as when angels appeared in Bible times to the children of men. And then John was given to see white robes. Oh, here in the time, then concerning that robe of sanctification, each time by renewal spotted, a privilege when a child of God may have a close life, and each time by renewal to the fountain that it may be washed. And that white robe, they tell us in Roman times, when a slave was set free out of prison, that such a one received a white robe, also a token of purity. It speaks of victory and of joy. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 8, Paul was given to speak of those that love the Lord, they shall receive the crown of righteousness. In Revelation 7 verse 17, God shall wipe away all tears. Here many tears are shed. And for God's people, boys and girls, not only tears of sorrow, but also tears of holy joy that oftentimes takes place when loved ones meet after a certain time, that they are given to cry out of joy. In Revelation 21, verse 22, we have read it together. There shall be no night. The Lamb shall be in their midst. The company, they shall be in the presence of a triune God, the holy angels, and all the saints. They shall be given to enjoy God. They shall be given to glorify God. They shall be given to remember the way that the Lord has led them, providence and in grace. And when we study the scriptures, then there shall be knowledge of one another. It is clear in the scriptures that there shall be a difference, all for each child of God shall be a holy perfection. But in Lord's Day number 24, then we read in question 63, do not our good works merit, which yet God will reward in this and in a future life. This reward is not of merit, but of grace. Reverend G. H. Kirsten, he has written concerning this matter. In this recompense, there lies a most serious rebuke of a careless life and a condemnation of all antinomians. But it also contains a strong and constant exhortation for God's children. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. The blessed portion of the people of God. May we be aroused to a holy jealousy. Oh, for God's people shall be the day of their deliverance, and then to be forever with the Lord, delivered from the triple-headed enemy. But, oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, what shall the portion be of the unconverted? No words to explain eternal bliss. No words to explain eternal condemnation. Oh, do earnestly ask. Ah, tell the Lord when you come home, young and old, that you have heard, oh, who was able to explain it. Heaven is kept for heaven. Nevertheless, God's people, a little beginning and a little foretaste. Ah, tell the Lord that it is written in his holy word that there are still mansions to be filled, and do earnestly beg the Lord that you may receive as such a mansion. Peter has written, seeing that all things shall be dissolved, what manner of people we ought to be. And Paul has written to the Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians 5, knowing, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But further, in verse 14, for the love of Christ constraineth us. And then verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of solemn things in this day, and who was able to declare the solemnity thereof. But may thou bless it. May thou be the after preacher. May we be given to return to our homes and consider what belongs to our eternal peace, to examine our hearts, whether we have a little beginning of that eternal joy, to experience the things of the Lord. And, oh Lord, when it is missed, oh, wilt thou grant it, do a great work amongst us in the latter days of the earth. We commend unto thee the mothers with the children at home, at work, on the way. Bring the school year to a close. Keep us from harm and danger. Keep us from sin and temptation. Wilt thou provide for our daily bread? Keep us from great storms of destruction. May we be found to be more a praying, a begging people, exercised with thy glory, with the coming of thy kingdom, ah, Lord. Then how good thou wast being in this day, to give another Sabbath day, yet a few words to speak. Bring us now safely to our dwellings, and pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 31, and we shall only sing stanza 7. When I in righteousness at last thy glorious face shall see, when all the weary night is past, and I awake with thee to view the glories that abide, then I shall be satisfied. Psalter 31, only stanza 7. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.